This podcast is brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine, the consumer resource of pilots and aircraft owners.
Hello, everyone. This is Paul Bertarelli reporting from the Aircraft Electronics Association meeting in Dallas, Texas. We're speaking with Jeff Saucedo of ICG. Jeff, ICG has a unique line of cockpit communication accessories, including some new Iridium-based products. Tell us a little bit about the general product line first.
Paul, thanks for stopping by. And yes, ICG has a very diverse line. It's primarily SATCOM type equipment using the Iridium network. We have single channel systems installed on down as low as a King Air up through our five channel system here, which is very atypical for like the lineage in the Boeing business jets. We do have a new product just announced at AEA. It's our next mail server. It allows users to use their BlackBerry or iPhone devices, their mobile devices, for global email while flying in their aircraft. Very popular service.
Now, one of the questions you covered in the briefing was what network? Well, it's basically all networks, correct?
Almost all networks, at least when you look at what's available today. There are so many conduits to get this type of information. But corporate America, the people we tend to cater to in business aviation, they normally use BlackBerry Internet Service or BlackBerry Enterprise Server. Our iPhone users use Microsoft Server Exchange Active Sync. And covering that probably captures 90% of the market. For that last 10%, we try to support, I'll say, general webmail type services. We haven't tested all of them, but we've tested, I'll say, 90% of them.
Now, is that wide range of capability covered in the airborne box, or is it covered through some kind of bent pipe processing in some way?
It's covered all in the airborne box, and we provide that conduit back down to, I'll say, the Iridium Earth Station to process that data. We simply compress it, we parse it, we give it a destination address, and we simply satisfy or fulfill the customer's requirement.
What are the data rates on this system?
Data rates inherently are Iridium, I believe, is 2400 baud. With compression, we're about 10 kilobit. 10K handles roughly 10 users on a mobile device. Again, it's with some compression. It allows for general day-to-day email. Not really much of a difference compared to ground cellular type communication.
So the user in that cabin wouldn't notice much difference?
No, obviously if they try to open a very large PowerPoint or presentation or an Adobe PDF, there's certainly a lag or a latency. But for general day-to-day email operations, it's very close or very similar to the ground cellular network as it sits today.
Does it have any application for the aircraft itself, for the cabin crew?
Absolutely. We have part of our Iridium line, since we've focused on cockpit data for so long, we've provided an Iridium link for ACARS type communication. So we do have, I'll say, cockpit data link. With that technology, we brought it to the cabin on a separate switch to allow the passenger to experience the same type of data connectivity that the crew already uses.
And Iridium is basically global, all latitudes, all longitudes, about everywhere?
Pole-to-pole coverage.
And what are the approval statuses on these various? Well, I guess on the new box, what's the approval status on?
Oh, well, all of the Iridium transceivers carry, they're all STC. We are an FAA-approved manufacturer, so all components are PMA'd. The next mail server being new, it's going under an LSTC right now. We have a production rollout with an OEM here in the States scheduled for second quarter this year. So our overall approval process for, I'll say, for me, it comes down to part manufacturer's authority, our PMA approval, and with that, I'll call that a closed loop from cradle to grave, if you will.
And do you see this making serious penetration into the airline market, so that if I'm flying on an airliner, say, from New York to San Francisco, I can get out my BlackBerry and get mail?
One of the reasons we developed the next mail server for, I'll say, the passenger access or email access, a lot of those requirements were driven from the air transport requesting cockpit data link services on a global scale. So with that technology, it is going into the air transport market. It's primarily dedicated to crew and cockpit. Over time, I see it expanding to cabin access.
And for a business aircraft application, what's the typical cost of this system?
Cost varies, obviously, from facility to facility. With that being said, though, a simple single channel, if somebody had, let's say, no SATCOM communications on their aircraft, typical single channel MSRP is around $12,000. NextMail server MSRP is about $25,000. Typical install could be under $50,000 just to, let's say, have a single voice channel or handset. And I'll say BlackBerry or iPhone data link services.
Okay. Well, thanks very much for speaking with us, Jeff.
Thanks, Paul.
This is Paul Bertarelli reporting from AEA in Dallas, Texas. We've been speaking with Jeff Saucedo of ICG. Thanks for listening.
This podcast has been brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine. For more information on Aviation Consumer, log on to www.aviationconsumer.com.